Hello and welcome to the third and final archival episode in this, the three-part series discussing the Saw franchise on Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. In this episode, I discuss Saw 3D, or Saw 7 as it's now known, Jigsaw and Spiral from the Book of Saw, the one starring Chris Rock. Yes, that Chris Rock. Hope you guys enjoy, and yeah, say hello to my younger self for me, my years younger self, wow. And remember that you can get in touch with the show via dmmm at camfm.co.uk. Follow me on at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix to keep up with all new episodes of this show and my live show. And yeah, other than that, have a great time and enjoy this episode and all of the other episodes that you can listen to now in podcast form. Bye!
Daisy!
Daisy!
Midweek Movie Mumblings. Oh yes.
Hello everyone. I appear to be back in the CamFM studio after another 2 weeks. I strongly suspect that this is to record yet another Saw special edition where I review three more of the Saw films from the Saw film franchise here on Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. As per usual, there is a mysterious tape left here on the desk. By some sort of mysterious figure. I don't know if they're a mysterious figure because I technically haven't seen them. But you get what I mean. It's going to get complicated quickly. Okay, whatever. We've got a tape. I'm going to play it. Here it is. Okay, here it is. Bye.
Hello again, Daisy. You probably get the drill by now, but I'm going to assume you're broadcasting this for some reason. So for the sake of any listeners at home, I want to play a game, and that game involves me being able to talk to the end of this link without needing any throat lozenges or a cup of tea, because my throat is already really hurting doing the Tobin Bell voice. But anyway, anyway, you get the drill by now. I require you to discuss the next three Saw films, which includes Saw 7, Saw 7, the 3D, the final chapter, to give it its full name, or cognomen. And I also want you to talk about Jigsaw and Spiral, a Book of Saw. You can probably hear my voice starting to give up, so I'm gonna go now. But Pinky promised you'll do that for me. Okay, bye. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, mysterious disembodied voice on the other end of that tape. We get the drill. You're all veteran listeners by this point, or where you should be, of my Saw special editions that I do every 2 weeks. This is the final chapter, no pun intended, of my Saw trilogy of episodes. This week, as the tape mentioned, we will be discussing Saw 7, or to give it its proper title, Saw 3D, the final chapter. Yes, that really is the actual title. Jigsaw and Spiral, the Book of Saw. Unlike last week, this is unfortunately yet again a pre-recorded episode because I actually recorded this at a reasonable time. Last week I went to see Dune 2, if you're wondering why it was actually live. But anyway, thank you all so much for tuning in. As always, if you would like to get in touch with the show, even though I'm not live, I'd still love to hear your feedback, thoughts, suggestions. You can send them over to me at dmmm at camfm.co.uk. That's dmmm at camfm.co.uk, or for my Instagram at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix. I'd love to hear from you. But without further ado, let's get started with our first film, technically the final film of the original Saw franchise, so that's Saw 1 to 7. This is the seventh film, Saw the Final Chapter in 3D from 2010, if the fact that 3D is in the title doesn't date it enough for you. But anyway, here's the trailer, and bye. Bye!
Since the beginning, you have watched others suffer. Now it is your turn to play.
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on CamFM.
I, I always worry a bit with these Saw trailers that the trailers are rather self-explanatory in the overall plot of the film. Do you get what I mean? Like, we get it, Daisy. It's a bunch of screaming. There's a bunch of cheesy sound effects. You know, what else do we need to know? But I really think that more than any of the other trailers, that the Saw 7 trailer really is a visual work of art because, as you probably got by my preamble, the actual proper title of this film is Saw 3D, right? It's not Saw 7. It's basically never called Saw 7. So it's like all of the other Saw films wore their number with a badge of honor. So as we discussed last week, we had Saw 6, Saw 5, Saw 4, and that you know, it's like the Fast and Furious films. Like they always wear their rather questionable number as a badge of honor. However, this one is like, no, we're dropping that. Saw the Final Chapter. Fair enough, you know, whatever. But Saw 3D, so I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a period in the late 2000s, early 2010s, where every single film that had even the slightest element of 3D in it, or had even the slightest potential of being released in 3D, had things popping out of the screen. Whoa, man! Oh my god, is that an explosion coming right towards us? Whoa, this would be so cool to watch if I had 3D glasses on that didn't really work. You get what I mean. I think my thoughts on 3D sort of slightly made clear by that. It's very gimmicky, and I think half the time it ruins the experience of the film you're watching. It's very rarely done well. And I will say that the 3D in this film, I do wish I'd seen this. I mean, I was very much not old enough to see this. Remember that these films are, you know, 18 plus rated, and I would have been 8 years old when this film came out, so very much not old enough to see it. However, it's probably the one 3D film I really wish I was old enough to go and see when it came out in the original 3D, because it is a camp masterpiece. Following on in the footsteps of Saw 6, also directed by Kevin Grutert, who is, in my opinion, the best director of the Saw films. We'll get onto it. But he directed Saw 6, which is my favourite Saw film of all time. Saw 7, which is this film, which, you know, I'm calling it Saw 7 for ease of, you know, yeah, anyway. Saw 7, which is, again, just a very... It's not as good as Saw 6, but it is possibly the most silly of the Saw films, so it gets a pass in my book. And then he also directed Saw 10, which, if you've heard my previous episode of Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, just it's on there somewhere. You can check my Instagram for which one. It was just a regular episode. That was one of my favourite films of last year, unironically. It slapped so hard. It was so good, so self-aware. So it was just incredible. It was this beautiful, like, it felt very nostalgic to me, for me to watch as a long-time Saw fan. But anyway, you know, that's besides the point. Saw 7, we're going back to our main film. This is really where things just become, I think, at their peak height. So first of all, Gordon's back. Gordon is the character played by, I never pronounce his name right, Cary Elwes. He's the guy from The Princess Bride, okay? He's very famous from that. But he was also Dr. Lawrence Gordon in the very first Saw film. I know, very exciting. And they dragged him back. I'm pretty sure he tried to sue the producers of Saw before this was released, but they dragged him back. Again, I think I have to double check that, but they dragged him back and he's back in this film and it's so good. And he has the single best, like, he does not take it seriously. He knows exactly the vibe he needs to go, which is just like completely unserious, like completely just in his, the way he acts is like an 8 year old in a Halloween costume getting very overly excited about their Halloween costume. Like, the best line in the entire Saw franchise is in this film, and it's him stepping out the shadows, and he's okay, slight spoilers, so stick your fingers in your ears for the next 20 seconds, but very slight. Basically, the plot of this film is that the main guy who's going through the traps pretended to have been a Saw victim to sell books and things like that, right? So he goes to like Saw victim support groups and it's complete sham, right? So that's why he gets put into the Saw traps. It's all very meta. Anyway, Dr. Lawrence Gordon steps out of the shadows during this support group, right? And goes, congratulations on your promotional DVD. And it's just incredible. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. Unironically, I was crocheting when I first watched this film, and it just... really, all of my chakras were realigned. All of my so bad it's good, you know, alarm bells were ringing so merrily. It was just beautiful. Really, really great. I love it. I think it's just, like, again, when I say I love the Saw films, I'm not saying they're good. Like, these are not good films. Like, again, I think I said this in my last Saw special. If Aliens came down And said, right, we need an example of your best pop cultural output. I would not give them the Saw films, right? It's the very bottom of the barrel, okay? Are they incredibly fun? Are they incredibly self-aware? Yes. I would liken these. I saw, also shout out the Sweeney Todd production at the ADC here in Cambridge. I saw that yesterday. And it reminds me, I've realised now that the Saw films remind me an awful lot of the Sweeney Todd franchise in that it's just, it's gory. Well, did I say Sweeney Todd franchise? Sweeney Todd musical, right? It's gory. It's, some might say tasteless. You go yuck throughout, but it's just, I don't know. There's just some heart. There's so much heart to it. Well, I'd say Sweeney Todd, by the way, is much more artistically valuable than the Saw films, but that's besides the point. I just think this is really the creme de la creme of the, well, Saw 6 is the true creme de la creme of the camp Saw films, but this is possibly the silliest one. This is the one to watch if you've seen a couple of the Saw films before, maybe some of the earlier ones slash the newer ones, which we'll get onto. And you just really want to see what all this camp silliness that I keep banging on about is about. Either watch Saw 6 or Saw 3D, Saw 7. It's just really good. I do very much enjoy it. And also, we yet again have Kostas Mandalore, who, if he ever wants to come on as a guest on either Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix or Daisy's Midweek Movie Mumblings, Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, I do apologise, he would be more than welcome, because he really just pours his heart into his role as Hoffman. Really, words can't describe my love and affection for that man. I don't know. Sorry, this is just me, like, gushing over this film, because I do love it. It's great. Yeah. Love it. Also, I've got the Wikipedia page. Other encyclopedic websites are available. Open up here, and it turns out that this was originally meant to be directed by David Hackle, which some of you will remember as the director of Saw 5. When I said "un film de David Hackle," which is a phrase that has stuck in my head for the last 4 weeks. But anyway, so yes, Saw 7, love it. It's very camp, very good. I would give it a solid, like, in terms of it being an actual film, I'd give it like a 1 star out of 5. But in terms of it being a fun, you know, so bad it's good romp, I'd honestly give it like 4.5 out of 5. Like, just love it. Great. Yeah, without further ado, we're going to jump forward in time. A whopping 7 years to 2017 with the release of Jigsaw, which was the remake slash prequel slash whatever else you want to call it to the Saw franchise. The thing that restarted the whole franchise, as it were. Well, as it were, it was. Not to get Harry Styles on you there. And yeah, we'll enjoy it. Enjoy? Question mark? The trailer? Hopefully that doesn't give away my thoughts too early. Here is the trailer for Jigsaw from 2017. Enjoy. Bye!
Now the game's simple. Best ones are. You want mercy? Play by the rules.
Any identification on the victim?
Puzzle piece. But Jigsaw has been dead for 10 years.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
Help!
Yes, more fun and merriment abound with Jigsaw. Right, so Jigsaw 2017. We're not quite in the era where I was old enough to watch these films. But Jigsaw 2017. I remember when this film came out so distinctly. I was about 14 at the time. I believe it came out February 2017-ish. I obviously didn't watch it when it came out, but I watched it tail end of last year when I was doing my big deep dive into the Saw films, and yeah, it's interesting. So as I mentioned in my previous link, this film comes out 7 years after Saw the Final Chapter, which, looking back, was not so final as it turns out. But yes, so you'll notice as well, this is something, just a really niche thing that really interests me, not many films have the non-Ofcom safe word, have the guts, put it that way, to the chutzpah to go all out and label their film according to the actual number of that film in the franchise. So if this was going chronologically, this would be Saw 8, right? However, not many films, Fast and Furious perhaps being the only one I can think of, like the most mainstream one I can think of, apart from Saw, which did return back to being called Saw 10 and things like that with the release of Saw 10. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. It dropped it for this. Jigsaw, do you get it? Because it's like Saw, but it's got Jig at the beginning, so it's still part of the Saw franchise. Also, yeah, you get what I mean. They're being very cute about it. But anyway, this was a weird one, because basically, you'll also remember if you've been listening to my previous episodes that a huge character in these films is the eponymous Jigsaw himself, who is played by our king, our lord and savior, the man who should have won a Lifetime Achievement Award Oscar about 10 years ago, Tobin Bell. He is in every single Saw film, this included, apart from Spiral, which we'll get onto. Dear Lord, help me when I get onto Spiral. I will Spiral, but anyway. Tobin Bell is also in this film, but you might remember, slight spoiler warning ahead, that his character dies in the third, in the third Saw film. So Daisy, you might be thinking, how on earth is he back for Jigsaw 2017? Well, it's a prequel. It's an even more convoluted, unbelievably confusing prequel than the previous ones, and that just makes it even better. It's in no way as camp a masterpiece as Saw 5, Saw 6, and Saw 7, which I would consider the golden trilogy of Saw films in terms of how like camp fun they are. Maybe I'd add Saw 10 to... No, I would Saw 10 is like a separate beast, I would say, but those are probably my three favorite Saw films. This doesn't in no way capture the same magic, I would say. It does take itself a bit too seriously. There's a new character who's introduced, like in every single film there's always like a character who's like secretly helping behind the scenes, and that's always the big twist. There is one of those. It does not work very well. Also, something interesting I found out is that this film is directed by first the newcomers to the Saw franchise, the Spirek brothers, who also directed the unbelievably critically panned Winchester film. I think that came out in 2020. I think, let me triple check that. Oh, 2018. Oh, well, there you go. Well, okay, they directed that 2018, sorry. And if you need a relaxing break at some point this week, watch the Mark Kermode review of Winchester on YouTube, because it's great and it's not a very good film. But anyway, also won a bunch of Razzies, or at least it was nominated. But anyway, you get what I mean. Jigsaw. I haven't seen Winchester, so I can't compare it to this, but I think this is a perfectly fine film. It's very average. It's very, in terms of actual films, like if this was not related to the Saw franchise, I would have thought it was very boring and a bit meh. But because it is connected to such an amazing, in my opinion, franchise, and because it kind of has that backbone, and because it has our King Tobin Bell in it, let's not be hasty now, it has Tobin Bell in it. He really pulls it through. And yeah, something really interesting as well. I forgot to mention this before, but a really normal thing I was watching was someone ranking all of the Saw traps individually while I was crocheting. And they put loads of the Jigsaw traps in like S tier, right? So they were really good. But then they put loads of the Saw 7 traps in like F tier. And I thought that was a bit meh, because I thought the Saw 7 traps were way better than the Jigsaw traps. But that's just me personally. Also, they get a bit sci-fi-y in Jigsaw, which is weird considering that, again, spoiler alerts for the next 10 seconds, this film is technically meant to take place like 15 years before the start of the first. It's very weird. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's the Saw franchise, for God's sake. Like, we're not really meant to take it that seriously, are we? Like, it's not that deep, as the kids might say. So, I mean, you know, is it good? No, not really. But is it, like, offensively bad, like Spiral, spoiler alert, is? No, not really. It's just kind of like, meh, yeah. It's definitely a fun one to watch when you're in a deep dive of all the Saw films. Like, I definitely appreciate it more for that, I think. Again, it's interesting though, because it does come off the back of Saw 7, which is obviously so much more fun. I don't know. I mean, I've always just felt rather lukewarm towards this film. I would probably, like, I mean, abandoning the 5-star system, like, this just gives me such 6 out of 10 vibes. And I guess that's like, I mean, that's literally 3 stars out of 5, but it doesn't give me 3 out of 5 star vibes. It gives me 6 out of 10 vibes, if you get what I mean. Like, I know they're technically this empirically the same thing, but like, you probably get what I mean. So yeah, it was all right. You know, hey, what can I say? 7 years after the last one comes out, it's not going to be great, but it's nothing in comparison to the offense to my eyeballs that was Spiral, because, oh my Lord. Okay. I'm going to Spiral, when I talk about this. So let's just play the trailer clip for you. Let me just have a break. I'll have a sip of my tea. I'll come back. I'll be fine. Okay. So here's this trailer for Spiral. Dear Lord, help us.
package just came in.
Get everybody out of here.
Play me.
Hello, Detective Banks. Do you know where your officers are?
Jigsaw?
Wait, I thought the Jigsaw Killer was dead.
He is.
I thought the Jigsaw Killer was dead too, but you know, turns out they revived him just for this. Haha, you get what I mean. Anyway, yeah. Oh, God! But anyway, no, it's fine. You know what? I'm totally fine. You know, it's fine. No, you're fine. Anyway, Spiral. 2020. Oh, my God. So, I think Spiral, I actually am quite appreciative of the fact Spiral exists, because I think it really epitomizes, like, it lets me, as someone who is a massive fan of the Saw films, apart from this one, experience what the Saw films must be like to someone who just absolutely hates them, you know? Just absolutely despises them, because this really is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life, and I am completely not saying that with an ounce of hyperbole or sarcasm. This film makes me just depressed, really, I think is the only real word for it. Right, so let's get into it. Directed by Darren Lynn Bousman, who directed my least favourite Saw film, Saw 2, Saw 3, and I think he directed Saw 4, yes he did. Which, Saw 4 is probably the best of his Saw entries, but still, Saw 2 and Saw 3, not a fan. Also, this film stars Chris Rock, I know! Not only is he... Chris Rock, yes, I was about to say, make a probably an un-Ofcom appropriate reference there. To his recent shenanigans at the Oscars. Are they recent? I mean, they're kind of like a year and a half old. But anyway, you know, Chris Rock. Yeah, is he? He's not very good in this. No, this is... Okay, so basically this film was produced because Rock really wanted... Sorry, I read Rock then because I saw his name on the Wikipedia article. Like, I'm citing like a scholarly source. No, Chris Rock really wanted to kind of like... be involved in a Saw film. Do I blame him? No. I have said to multiple people that if I was given half a chance, I would pay good money to be a victim in a Saw trap. But no, this man was like, no. I want to be front and center. I want to be the lead. I want to be like a detective. And they and Lionsgate were like, be our guest, you know, come on in. So he plays this sort of lead detective type who sort of swears a lot. You know, he's a rebel, he's a bit of a maverick, but my God, he gets results. That kind of vibe. Yeah, literally that kind of vibe. Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing. A lot. Also, Samuel L. Jackson is in this film for some reason. Surely you have better things to do. I mean, really, God, but sorry. I have to say some concrete reasons why I don't like this film. It's just bad. It's miserable. There is no... Unlike with the other Saw films have heart. Whatever you want to say about them, they have self-aware heart. They're made by people who love what they're doing, who just appreciate that we're not here to have... we're not here to make it a masterpiece. We're here to make a camp, you know, hour and a half long gore fest with sort of an incredibly confusing plot where no one really knows what's going on, but we're all going to ham up the acting. Another Sweeney Todd reference, you know, in a Little Priest, when it's like, you know, but the actor pie always arrives overdone. That is the entire basis. That's the thesis statement of all the Saw films up to this point. This is just the filmmaking equivalent of soggy wet rice on a soggy loaf of bread being rained on in a puddle in the middle of a park, I would say. Just absolutely horror, miserable, and not horror in a good way in terms of the Saw films, just horror from start to finish. Also, notably, the only Saw film that does not have our king, our icon, Tobin Bell in it. Do you see a positive correlation here? This is the only film out of 10 flipping Saw films that does not have any mention of our king Tobin Bell anywhere. And realistically, I don't think you should ever insult the great name of the Saw franchise without including Tobin Bell in it. How else are we going to get our incredibly convoluted and completely inexplicable plot twists, but despite the fact he died in the third film? I don't know, but we need him back. And the fact that this film doesn't have that, I think that really epitomises the badness of this film is the fact that Tobin Bell isn't in it. They could have made a perfectly fine Saw film. I mean, they shouldn't have made a Saw film without Tobin Bell in it, but I mean, it's not like it was always destined to be the worst thing ever because he wasn't in it. I think it was destined to be the worst thing ever when Chris Rock decided to write himself as a sort of maverick, doesn't play by the rules, but my God, he gets results kind of character, which completely just does not fit within the Saw franchise, unless you were doing it as like a super hyperbolic, super campy, Hoffman-like, pastiche of that role. That would have been amazing, but it's not. It's just like, ugh. It's just, ugh. Like, ugh. I'm not a fan. Don't like this film. It's just, I would honestly skip it. I mean, it's got such negative reviews, and I completely agree with them. And again, in that video I was watching where all the Saw traps are ranked, he puts like all of these traps, the chap I was watching, puts all of these traps at like the top of the list. What the heck, man? These traps are rubbish. Again, I might be letting my overall thoughts of the film cloud my judgment here, but they are rubbish. They're not very good. I just boo Spiral, boo. Don't like it. Solid like one half a star, like not even one star, half a star. I just don't like it. It sucks all of the fun, all of the whimsy, all of the camp gore, sort of, you know, campness. Yes, that is a phrase that exists out of the Saw franchise. Just I'm not a fan. Not really much more needs to be said. See me after class, you know. Really, I don't know what to say. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. You've not let me down. You've not let me down. You've not let the school down. You've not let Lionsgate down, although you did a bit because you didn't gross very much. You've not let Hollywood down, although again you did because you didn't gross very much. Most importantly, you've let yourself down. And on that note, thank you for listening. Here's the end of the show. I'm going to go and cleanse my eyes out and my ears out and my mind out from having to think about Spiral for too long. Bye!
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on Cam FM.
Knew I could do it. That's the final episode all done and dusted. But hey, would you look at that? I know, that was a totally realistic sounding drawer shutting noise, because it was actually a drawer shutting and opening, even, I should say. But anyway, yes, another tape has appeared in the room after my arduous ordeal recording the episode. I wonder what it has to say. Let's give it a listen, shall we?
Hello yet again, Daisy. Alas, but I have not managed to have a lozenge or a cup of tea before, recording this last one, but if you're listening to this, it means that you've successfully discussed all 10 of the, well, 9 of the original Saw films, because I know you've discussed Saw 10 separately on a different episode, which your listeners should definitely go and check out via the Cam FM website. But good for you, I will release you from your torment until the day where Saw 11 or the next one comes out, because we all know that's going to happen again. Okay, goodbye for now. Love you lots. Bye.
Well, it seems that I have bested my nemesis on the other end of the tape recording. I wonder who that could have possibly been, guys. I know. Definitely not Tobin Bell. Well, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I can't cough. My throat hurts for an undisclosed reason, because I and the person on the tape are definitely not the same person. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and thank you all so much for listening to the entire Saw recap trilogy series episodes. They've been very fun to record, etc., and I hope you enjoyed it. As the tape said, until another Saw film comes out, we shall meet again. But I'll obviously be back on air next week, next Wednesday, for another episode of Days of Magical Mystery Mix. Yes, I will definitely be back this week for another episode of Days of Magical Mystery Mix on Saturday at 6 p.m. live from the Cox Sussex homestead. Then the following week I'll be back with another episode of Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, discussing 3 recent cinema going outings. It's shaping up to be an exciting episode, with Driveaway Dolls and Monster being 2 of my most recent watches. And then that weekend we'll also have another episode of Days of Magical Mystery Mix in store for you. So thank you all so much for listening again. I love you and leave you now. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and yeah, keep it classy. Bye. Okay, bye. And by keep it classy, I mean lots of CGI blood and mid-2000s editing. Okay, bye. I'm going now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.